Hello there. Oh, here we go. Are we kicking straight in like that, are we, Bins?
We are.
You are listening to Two Peas in a Podcast. My name's Tom Boston. I'm joined by Luke Bins.
Enjoy the show. Yeah, I've been to Poland.
Where did you go?
I went to Krakow in Poland.
I've been there before.
Did you go to like the castle in the old town and go around, you know, the historical sites?
Yeah.
Did you do any of that?
I saw the wall, not gonna lie. The wall was there.
The wall.
The wall was there.
What wall?
The wall.
What do you mean a wall?
Not a wall. Listen. The wall.
What? The wall? You can say it as stern as you like. It's still the same question.
Did you not go to Krakow?
Yeah.
Krakow.
But what's the wall?
The historical wall. Right, anyway, what is next on the show? Let's move on.
So you have no clue.
I had a really good time. All right, I went drinking. I went on a lad's holiday.
You might as well gone around Leeds.
Yeah, I loved it. We had a couple of beers. It was a pound of beer.
It were lads on tour.
Lads on tour. Do you want a pizza? You'll have a pizza. Do you want a kebab? Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Right? I'm on holiday.
I'm on holiday. I'll have one. Thank you very much.
I mean, who were you shouting at? I don't know who got it in the room was like,
2 minutes going, why are you shouting? Why?
We're all having a good time.
Hey,
here, but you're...
this is my level on holiday.
Why is he shouting? Why is
holiday.
He so angry?
Holiday level.
He's been shouting like since he got on the plane. I went on a cultural tour. You went on a lads on
cultural
tour.
Cultural tour of what? I don't even know what's there.
Like museums, cathedrals, castles.
Boring.
It wasn't boring, man. It's good. Mountains. I went to the mountains.
All right. Tell me your favourite mountain.
The Poland mountain.
There you go. Sounds like my wall. All right. Tell you. Name your top three mountains.
Whatever.
Ever. Everest.
Everest. That's one.
Yeah. I know that one.
Kilimanjaro.
Yeah.
The Matterhorn.
Thank you very much.
Mont Blanc for a bonus. Can you name a mountain that I haven't said?
You said them all.
I tell you what, you name three walls.
All right. The Great Wall of China.
That's one.
The Berlin Wall.
Yes.
And number three, for three out of three, on Two Peas in a Podcast, the Leeds Wall.
The Leeds Wall there. When asked.
York Wall.
There isn't a York Wall.
Waterfall.
Waterfall. Brilliant. Right, well.
The Waterfall Walk.
What are you saying, man? You're spouting like a madman over there on a chair, just deranged and weird.
Who can forget the classic Boston on the Box? Tell them what they're in for.
Tom looks at TV.
Okay.
And he tells you like what he's seen.
I'll tell you what I've seen on the television.
Over to you, Tom.
I've been watching a show called Robot Combat League.
What?
Listen. It's basically like Robot Wars. Mm. Yeah?
Yeah.
But it's better.
So go on, carry on.
Well, what I've done for you, pal, is I've written you a list of why it's better than Robot Wars.
Right.
A list of why Combat League of Robot...
Was that necessary to read?
Okay, I'll just read the list there.
Right, you go sit down in your chair, Tom, and we'll have someone else from class to read.
No, give me another try, sir. Give me another try.
All right, Tom, this is last time now. You've been up here 10 minutes.
Number one.
Said anything.
Number one. The robots can punch.
Really?
Yeah. Like... See, I saw your eyes light up then. Right? I like how this is going. They've got arms and they're controlled by humans.
Right.
When the human moves the arm, the robot moves the arm.
Wow, so they're just beating each other up.
Number two. Robot Combat League uses a combination of remote-controlled robots and human punching, which is quite similar to the first one.
What you just said. Okay.
And number three, I saw a robot with an axe for a head.
What?
Have you ever seen that before?
Wait, it's an axe for a head. So what does he do? Just like headbutt?
Let me show you. I know it's radio.
Well, that cleared it. That cleared it up, ladies and gentlemen. Always good for a visual on radio. Well, I kind of
maybe just explain what I was doing for the benefit of the audience.
I don't think I can repeat it. Well, if you had to, even if I tried,
if you had to say what I just did, then
If you had to sum it up in words,
what would you? Well, I mean, we have to use words because that's the medium that we're kind of working in.
You kind of ducked like a pigeon, had a stiff neck repeatedly, and then you banged your head on the microphone. I'm hobbling around like I've got a wooden leg.
What's your problem?
Hurt myself in football, didn't I?
It's not worth it.
You keep saying that it's not worth it. Like, you know, I'm going to battle or something.
I'm worried about you, right? I know that you love me like a brother, you know, and that's not my words.
It is your words, that's, though. It is.
That's you saying
tell people that we love each other like brothers.
Well, I mean, that's...
And it's always your words.
No, I'm saying that's what you tell me on a daily basis. Mm. And I worry about you because you are hobbling around after playing five-a-side.
Hobbling around like a leg's going to come off.
And I worry about you. Mm. Maybe you're overdoing it.
Maybe I am.
I know that people have been telling you to let yourself go.
Yeah, because I've... Going running and maybe the gym.
Yeah, but now, ever since that, you've...
But what about you? Have people not been saying it to you?
Obviously not.
No?
No. People say, oh, you
looking...
Not
anyone.
Nobody says that.
No one said it.
No one says it. Oh, whereas strange. People often say to you, oh, you're looking a bit saggy.
No one said I got... What, I'm... No way.
I'm just worried about you.
No one said that.
I mean, I'm saying it now, pal.
You're saying it now, maybe. I mean... You know what I mean? You're not...
You what?
People in glass houses
shouldn't throw what?
Should go to the gym. Your stupidness has rendered me stupid.
Don't say I'm stupid.
Don't say I'm stupid.
You always say I'm stupid. Oh. I wrote them down, actually.
What, the times I've said you?
Things
stupid?
I've put things Bin says I am.
Well.
I'll tell you them.
What is this? Are you going with this now?
Number one. The peanut M&M. From the M&M's.
Yeah, you are. The yellow one.
The big yellow peanut.
Hey, where are we going, Luke?
Hey, Luke, I'm the peanut one. And then you're like the little red one.
What was that phrase you went? The peanut one, like...
You called me a stupid peanut head?
Yeah, you stupid peanut. Got really angry at you.
Number two. Lenny from Of Mice and Men.
It's true.
Quite similar to the peanut.
Yep.
Say I'm like big Lenny.
Running themes.
Saying hello. And you're like, oh, Lenny, you're dumb. You're so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that when you say that.
Okay.
Number three, the stupid one in an American gang from the 1940s.
Yeah. No, more like a henchman.
Well, I mean, henchman suggests that, like, I work for you.
Like a heavy, yeah.
Like I don't... Well, heavy means, like...
I mean a heavy, I don't mean you're heavy.
Oh, okay. Because you know I've got issues with... Where? But also...
I mean heavy
as in
coincidentally.
Weight. Coincidentally.
I mean weight.
That's the same. So please stop saying I'm the peanut M&M. Lenny from Of Mice and Men.
I'd forgotten about the peanut M&M. I'm really happy you reminded me.
I'm annoyed. You always say like...
Or like the Freddo Frog.
You
look a bit like the Freddo Frog.
That's a new one. I'm not. Thanks for bringing that up on the air. The Freddo, you mean from the chocolate?
Yeah.
What, that happy little frog?
Yeah, when he's grinning. It's you, man.
Yeah, just because I've got a smiley face.
Yeah, the Freddo frog.
So I've got a feature for you, pal.
Yes, finally!
It's been a couple of months, but let's have a fanfare. I've got a feature. The feature is called Two Peas or Not Two Peas? That is the question. Do you see what I've done there? Two Peas or Not Two Peas?
It's a bit like Bill Shakespeare.
So basically, I'm going to read out some things that you may or may not have said, or I may or may not have said in the past few series of Two Peas in a Podcast. If you think we've said it, you say Two Peas. If you think we've not said it, you say
Not Two Peas.
Not Two Peas. So, for example...
That is the question.
If the phrase was this, Tom, I enjoy spending time with you...
Not two peas.
You would say not two peas. If the phrase was, Tom, you look a bit like the Freddo man on the Freddo bar...
Two peas.
You say two peas. You've picked up on it very easily.
Yeah.
So, number one, this is one of yours.
Right, yeah. I said this apparently. Well, allegedly.
Allegedly. That is the motto, isn't it? If you live by the goat, you die by the goat.
Now, this sounds like you said something stupid, and I agreed with
it. I'll read it one more time. This is the motto, isn't it? That is the motto, isn't it? If you live by the goat, you die by the goat.
I'm going to say two peas.
Let's see.
That is the motto, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you live by the goat, you die by the goat.
It's two P's.
Yes, I did say that.
Said by Mr. Luke Binns.
I sound like I was in a cave. That must have been really archive stuff.
Yeah, well, I've dug it up from the archives and I put a bit of an echo on it to make it seem like it was from ages ago.
Exciting.
Like this. Ooh, from the archives. Okay.
1-0.
This is number two.
Mm-hmm.
This is both of us.
Right.
Tom. Luke. God. Tom. It feels like it's gone in. Luke.
What is that?
Two P's or not two P's? I'll read it one more time. I'll do it fast this time. Ugh. God. It feels like it's gone in.
I feel like we're going to say it, but I'll, you know, not two P's.
Not two P's. You're absolutely wrong.
Oh, no.
Let's have a listen.
Let's hear it, how it was originally sounded.
Oh, God. Oh, it feels like it's gone in.
What are we talking about? Can you at least give me some...
Have a little guess.
Something to do with eyes?
No.
I don't know. I don't
it was
say.
The standing on an upturned plug.
Yeah. That does hurt.
The worst pain.
Known to man.
In the whole of the world.
All right. On to number three.
This is one of yours.
Right.
Be a bit of a transvestite for a bit. See how that works out. If you like it, chop it.
I'll read it one more time.
Be a bit of a transvestite for a bit. See how that works out. If you like it, chop it.
I feel like you might have said that. I think you said that. So I'm going to say not two P's.
Let's have a listen.
Be a bit of a transvestite for a bit. Yeah. See how that works out. If you like it, chop it.
Do you remember saying that?
No.
Because that's what you said on air one time.
Wow, that's the kind of calibre that I was bringing to the table.
And if you'd like to hear more of Luke saying weird things, we've got an archive on iTunes.
You can listen to all things transvestite. What was I on about?
It's Binz's pick of the news.
Hello, welcome to the news.
Well, let me get myself settled for this. Put some news in my face.
All right.
Put some news in my face.
You can put them back on.
I will. I'm just ready for the news.
Put all that back on.
I will. Ridiculous. And then start the news.
So I'm cold. Tom, you know it's like spring and summer.
It is hot now.
It's like, you know, we've had the turn, haven't we?
My arms are sweaty.
Brilliant.
You got too many clothes on.
Yeah, just stop wearing so many clothes.
Hey, man.
Wear a short sleeve t-shirt for once.
One day I will. That's my dream. That's all I want from life.
I want to be the guy that makes you do it.
I want you to be the guy who makes me do that. I will. I'd do anything for you.
Brilliant.
You know I would?
Yes. So, right, rats.
And again, you would do out for me, wouldn't you?
So, rats.
Well, I mean, it's awkward.
Apparently, rats suffer from the weather blues. You know, us humans get weather blues.
What, if it's cold?
So do rats.
What, do they like hot? Do they like cold?
They're just confusing. They don't like, they get stressed.
Good.
They don't like, they get the spring blues.
Because they like cold?
Maybe.
But don't you get Arctic rats? Anyway.
No, so, there's no such thing as an Arctic rat.
I think I've seen it. It's got teeth at the front. It's like, do you know the...
An Arctic fox? An Arctic rabbit?
Listen.
An Arctic bear?
You know the dinosaur that's like a lion, but it's got bigger teeth?
Sabertoothosaurus.
Yeah, from the Thunderbirds. It's like that, but it's the rat version.
It's not...
I think it's Power Rangers.
I don't think that exists.
Do you remember?
I think you saw that in your mind and thought it was real.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So it didn't happen?
That's adapted to the cold, as rats do. Arctic.
How come you know so many inaccurate facts about rats? Like that they jump 6 feet and they bite and they've got massive long teeth and they lived in dinosaur times in the Arctic.
Yeah. Who's for me for inaccurate rat facts.
Who's taught you? Yeah. Oh, look, it's the inaccurate rat man. He's come round the street again knocking on doors.
I know all there is to know about rats.
I just thought you, you know, you were going to say something else. So.
That was me done. Luke, you asked me to write things down, don't you, in the week, and say, oh, Tom, see if you can think of things that we could talk about, or maybe say, oh, what's going on in your life, or questions pop into my head. I just wrote this down.
Okay.
It just says, do animals know what is going on, or walk past a duck? And it just stood there. I don't know if they know. Does it know what's going on?
What do you mean?
Listen, listen.
Right.
Does it know what's going on?
What do you mean, does it know what's going on about what?
Life.
Like, do they know that you exist?
Yeah. Do they know that
probably
they exist?
Probably not, mate. Yeah, no. Of course they know they exist.
But it, it looked like it didn't know what was going on. And I wanted to say...
Do you know what? You're right, mate.
You're right. Do you know what's going on? And if you could talk, you'd say this. I don't know what's going on.
All right. So if he said, what's going on? What's your answer?
I'd say, you're a duck. You're a duck. And I'm a human.
And what?
Oh, let's just say, like,
wow, if Dr. Doolittle there, if he could talk to the animals, sing to the animals. Did you have one more?
He's saying that's not content. That's not a good content.
Just, you said you were writing things down. Oh, it's just one.
I thought I'd save the scariest bit to last. America's Next Top Hooker is a new thing I've heard about. Listen.
What?
Don't look so worried. It's a, like, America's Next Top Model. But for prostitutes.
Prostitutes.
So I'm thinking, because obviously you know that prostitute who lives near you. Remember?
Now, this is very... can I just say on air, I do not know a prostitute.
No, because she met you, didn't she, a couple of times and...
What? Stop saying I met prostitutes. I shouldn't have to say, stop saying I've met prostitutes when I haven't met prostitutes. All right, for any listeners that are listening to this horrible story, he's right. Live in a shady part of the town.
Hey, man.
There's prostitutes, ladies of the night, that live around my area.
The nights are long.
And I...
The nights are lonely.
When I come home late from work...
You think, let's order a...
No. No, not all. And sometimes you get... They say, hey, do you want a bit of the old... and I'm like, no.
No, I'm all right.
I'm going home. Like,
yeah.
I'm
but you saw him a couple of times, didn't you? That's what I meant.
No, I've not met him a couple of times. Like,
yeah,
once.
Saying, yeah.
You can see him hanging around.
Yeah.
I don't talk to them like some kind of pimp.
I'm not saying you're a pimp.
Good man. You can't bound that around on air that I'm talking and meeting prostitutes regularly.
I'm not bounding around on air that you're a pimp. You've been listening to Tom Boston and Luke Binns. We are Two Peas in a Podcast. You can download loads and loads of us talking on the internet from twopeasinapodcast.co.uk. Why not like us on Facebook? Loads of people have, and they're all from Mexico. You can go to Twitter at @WeAreThePeas. Send us a hashtag. Talk about Luke's face or me looking like Fredo.
All sorts of stuff.
There's loads to do, actually.
Well,
in the fridge.
Let's have a song now.
And there's nothing better.
And we'll come back.
Than chocolate in a fridge.
No,
I've always said that.
Don't like it.
I've always said that.
Turns the chocolate white.
You put Easter egg in the fridge. A dairy milk bar in the fridge.
What a strong story.
It's really, really, really good. I also dropped a piece of dairy milk into my tea, and I thought, like, why must I always
play the clown? That's right, Tom. Why must you? Why must I always play the clown? Why must I always play the clown?